Day 22, the Daily Advent of Christ.
Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Acts chapter 2, verses 46 and 47. Yesterday, we concentrated on the first advent of Christ, but there's more. The celebration of the coming of Christ in flesh is an everyday reality. As such, we celebrate the daily advent of Christ through prayer, praise, and proclamation of the Word made flesh. In prayer, we have the privilege of expressing thanksgiving to the One who saved us, sanctifies us, and one day will glorify us. In praise, not just during Advent, but throughout the year, we express the essence of our faith in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And in proclamation, we correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Furthermore, the daily advent of Christ is celebrated through community, confession, and contribution. Community is visible in baptism, which symbolizes our entrance into a body of believers who are one in the One made flesh. In like fashion, Holy Communion is an expression of our oneness in Christ. As we all partake of the same elements, we partake of that which the elements symbolize, Christ, through whom we are made one. A further expression of our oneness in the Christ of Christmas is our common confession of faith. As with community and confession, we experience oneness in Christ through the contribution of our time, talents, and treasure. The tragedy of modern Christianity is that all too often, when members of the body hurt or have needs, they're left to fill their void and bind their wounds apart from the body of Christ. Finally, we celebrate the daily advent of our Savior by testifying to what we believe, why we believe, and in whom we have believed. The gospel of Christ should become such a part of our vocabulary that presenting it is second nature. In like fashion, defending the faith is not an option. It should be basic competency of everyone who takes the sacred name of Christ upon their lips. In addition to being prepared to communicate the what and why of our faith, we must be empowered to communicate the who of our faith. This is especially essential in that virtually every theological heresy begins with a misconception of the nature of God. Today, as you look towards the finish line of our 25-day journey to the heart of Christmas, why not ask the Holy Spirit to expand Advent from a Christmas celebration to a daily coming of Christ through worship, through oneness, and through your witness.